Then he'd let the idea sit there for another 6 months. It would reappear in a third notebook. Again, not copied, but further improved, perhaps inverted this time, and ready to be used in a piano sonata. He never puts the ideas back exactly the same. He always moves them forward, and by doing so he re-energizes them. The notebooks are remarkable for many reasons. Beethoven was a volatile and restless personality, always demanding a change of scene. In the 32 years he lived in and around Vienna, he never bought a home and moved more than 40 times. I suspect that's why he needed the elaborate system of notebooks. With all the turmoil in his personal life, the notebooks anchored the one part of his life that mattered. Composing. As long as he had his ideas captured on paper, his creativity would never waver. In fact, it got stronger. That's the true value of the box. It contains your inspirations without confining your creativity. Let me explain how. In the summer of 2000, I had an idea. To make a Broadway musical, all dancing, to the songs of Billy Joel. I have always believed in Billy's music. I've been listening to his songs since he started recording. I also felt in my bones that he wrote great dancing music. At the same time, I had just started a new company of 6 marvelous dancers, so good, in fact, that I was dying to showcase them in something big and ambitious. A 2-hour dance extravaganza to all the hits of a major American pop idol fit the bill. Only trouble was, I didn't know Billy Joel. I had never met him. I didn't know if he was an egomaniac or a bored rock star or a cool guy open to something new. On the evidence of his songs, which were literate and told great stories, he seemed like a down-to-earth good guy. That was his reputation. I got his phone number and called him up. I said, "I have a project in mind, and I would like to show you something." The something I had in mind was a 20-minute videotape of choreography I had prepared to some of his music. The tape was a critical piece of preparation and vital to selling the idea to the 2 people who could make or break the project. The first person was me. I had to see that Billy's music could dance. The tape was visual evidence of something I felt. The second person, of course, was Billy. That's why I called him the moment I was sure. I have learned over the years that you should never save for 2 meetings what you can accomplish in 1. The usual routine for selling an idea is you set up a first meeting to explain it, and then a second meeting to show it. I didn't want to leave anything to chance. Who knew if I would ever get a second meeting? When busy people are involved, a lot of things can happen to foul up even well-intentioned plans. So I decided to go for it all in one shot and invest my time and money into producing and editing the 20-minute tape. When Billy came to my home on Manhattan's Upper West Side, I mentioned that I had a little trouble figuring out both from his songs and the surname Joel whether he was Jewish, Irish, or Italian. He said, "My family is Jewish. I grew up in an Italian neighborhood, and every girl who broke my heart was Irish." I said, "Okay, I get it now. Come and look." And I pulled him over to my video console. I showed him some dancing to his newest compositions, solo piano music from his classical Fantasies and Delusions album, because I assumed he would be most engaged by his most recent material. He loved the dancing. Then I switched to his rock hits, such as Uptown Girl and Big Shot. He said, "I didn't know my stuff could look so good." End of tape. I think he was flattered by it all, so I pressed on. I asked him, "Whatever happened to Brenda and Eddie from the song Scenes from an Italian Restaurant?" He said he had never thought about it. "Well, that's the point," I said. I want to do a show using your songs to tell a story. I don't know what it is yet, but first I need your permission. He said, Okay, you have it. I'm also going to need access to your entire song catalog. He said, Fine. That was it. It was one of those rare moments, an instant deal. We shook hands, and he left. That's the moment I started my Billy Joel box for the show Movin' Out. First in, my precious 20-minute tape. Next in, two blue index cards. I believe in starting each project with a stated goal. Sometimes the goal is nothing more than a personal mantra, such as keep it simple, or something perfect, or economy, to remind me of what I was thinking at the beginning, if and when I lose my way. I write it down on a slip of paper, and it's the first thing that goes into the box. In this case, I had two goals. The first was tell a story. I felt that getting a handle on narrative in dance was my next big challenge. Plus, I wanted to find out what happened to Brenda and Eddie, the popular steadies. The second was make dance pay for the dancers. I've always been resentful of the fact that some of the so-called elite art forms can't survive on their own without sponsorship and subsidies. It bothers me that dance companies around the world are not-for-profit organizations and that dancers who are as devoted and disciplined as any NFL or NBA superstar are at the low end of the entertainment industry's income scale. I wanted this Broadway-bound project not only to elevate serious dance in the commercial arena, but also to pay the dancers well. So I wrote my goals for the project. Tell a story and make dance pay, on two blue index cards, and watched them float to the bottom of the Joel box. Along with the tape, they were the first items in the box, and they sit there as I write this, covered by months of research, like an anchor keeping me connected to my original impulse. When you're up to your ass in alligators, says a friend from Florida, it's easy to forget that your objective was to drain the swamp. No matter what system you use, I recommend having a goal and putting it in writing. I read once that people who write down their New Year's resolutions have a greater chance of achieving them than people who don't. This is the sort of factoid that is probably apocryphal, but